got to get the grill going, especially when it's hot. Who wants to be in the kitchen? So we're always looking for stuff to do on the grill. And to the rescue, Casey Cordell, who writes this article in the July issue of 5280, The Ultimate Backyard Barbecue. Casey, it's tough work, but somebody has to do it.
It's very difficult. And I have to say, I can't really take credit for the article. It's really down to the chefs at the restaurants and the stores who provided the recipes. But I did enjoy them all.
Exactly. So let's start here with the early summer picnic salad. I like, of course, the photography is beautiful, but I like the fruit that's involved in a summer salad. I mean, it just makes sense.
Yeah, this salad is, I think it's almost too beautiful to eat in some ways. You've got a ton of ingredients here, mixed greens, you've got heirloom carrots, turnips, radishes, and my favorite part are these little tiny goat cheese balls rolled in crushed nuts that sort of just give it a little pop.
Thanks to Z Cuisine chef Timothy Payne for this one.
Absolutely.
You know, a trip to the farmer's market with this picture. I'm just going to tear this picture out and take it with me, right?
It is. It's sitting on our fridge, actually, right now. It's our goal to make it before the end of the month.
Exactly. There you go. Now, in this article in the July 5280, you included a grillometer. I've been observing just my tendency to use too much heat. And so this grillometer really helps me not to go too hot too fast.
Yeah, the grillometer came from a number of sources. We kind of tried to get consensus because, of course, everyone has a different perspective on whether to cover or not cover in charcoal versus grass. But this is a general guideline to sort of where you should be for different kinds of meats that you're grilling. And if you want more, if you go to 5280.com, there are actually some additional tips from the pros, from Pete Marksick over at Marksick Fine Foods and also Mick Rosaki over at Tony's Market.
Okay, medium heat for the whole chicken and the poultry, the roasts and the ribs, medium high heat for the burgers, the dogs, the steak cuts, the chicken breasts, and high
that's
heat
right.
for the fish. And I've heard that you cook the fish hot and fast, and then you get it off,
says.
And then you get it off.
Yep, absolutely, yeah. And that's tricky. I mean, it requires when we made the fish here at home, it required a lot more oil than I was expecting to not get the skin to stick our grill, but it was delicious.
Really, really oil it up. Okay, thanks for your another pro tip on the rub. And I've not done a lot with rub. I'm kind of a sauce person, but I've eaten really good barbecue prepared with rubs, and so you take this bowl of rub powder and you actually just physically with your fingertips rub it into the meat.
You can rub it into the meat. And if you do, like, if you're more of a soft person, you can take a number of these rubs and turn them into marinades. So, for instance, if you look at the Jamaican jerk, which is what the one that we recommend, for porks and chickens and those meats, you can turn that into a marinade very easily. You can also dry rub it in with your hands into the meat before you throw it on the grill. It's kind of whatever your preference is.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm hungry, and then I'm also thirsty. What do you have? What is this thing called, the 5280 six-pack? What's that?
So the summer six-pack is a collection of six Colorado beers. 5280 has been doing it now for about 4 or 5 years, and it's available at local liquor stores. Basically, it's a carrier that has each one of these beers inside of it, so you kind of get a little variety pack. And this year's, we've got Odell's five-barrel pale ale, Scott Modus Operandi, River North White Ale, Black Shirt Brewing's American India Red Ale, Great Divide's Haas Rye Lager, and of course the classic Coors Banquet beer.
my partner Carlos, an aficionado of the craft beer, dude. That you know, the lightest one in the bunch is the Banquet beer with the yellow can.
It is.
Okay.
It is. It's the yellow can. Yep. It's the lightest one, followed, I think, probably by the Rye Lager, which is also a pretty smooth drinking beer, good summer beer.
All right. Thank you so much, Casey Cordell, in the July issue of 5280, The Ultimate Backyard Barbecue. We could go on all day, but the day awaits.
The day.
Of course. No problem. Thanks for having me.
All right.
All right, Casey. Thank you.